recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Ketubot brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Chof Aleph. Let us begin once again at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chof Amud Beit. So the Mishnah said, "Achal dam shchita b'chayma b'chayav v'ov bein tmeim bein taurin." So dam shchita of any kind of animal or bird, kosher, non-kosher, dam nechira, should say v'dam ikur v'dam akaza shaneshama yotzava. Or if you forget about shchita, somebody just stabs the animal in the throat, or rips out the simonim, or does an actual hakazat dam, a blood letting, where the blood is open, the artery is open to the point where it flows to such an extent that it's the deep red, rich blood. Beautiful description in Harriet of bloodletting of a horse, mamish, where the doctor gave up on anything, said nothing is going to save this horse. It's like a modern doctor. And he kept the old bloodletting equipment. And he describes how he took it out of this. It's the rich red blood. He said he was sure that the horse was going to die. With so much blood. How is it possible? And Mamish had cured him. He had laminitis. Nothing else cured him. And he said that was the only thing that worked. So this was Dama Kazash and Neshama Yotzabo. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally you let the animal die. It means that this is the blood that carries the Neshama, that you need the minimum of it to be chay. So all of those you're chayavin alav. Dama Tchol, Dam Halev, Dam Beitzim. Even though Rashi brings that Dam Beitzim could be either, it brings to the Lashon as either eggs or actual animal testicles, but we'll see the Gemara, it seems clear that we're talking about eggs, as Tosfos asks on it. Dam Chagavim, Dam HaTamtzit, which is Acher, Dam HaNefesh, where the Dam just dribbles out, they're in Chayavin. I love and rebuke as Mechayev, B'Dam Tamtzit. Okay, so today, that we did yesterday, today the Gemara is going to go through all of the limudim that we have from the Pasuk Tanu Rabbanan. It says, V'chol dam lo tochlu b'chol moshvotechem la'of v'la'beima. So initially we're assuming that this is not a klal protocol. Later on we're going to come to be derish, it is a klal protocol. And the truth is, according to some of Farshim, the Gemara, some of the following drushes are based on klal protocol, even though we're pretending we don't know it, because otherwise there's going to be problems in understanding, as we'll see. But Lamaisa, let's just say kol dam. So kol dam would be mashma, everything. That should include bipedal dam, which is human dam. Dam Halchishtayim would include Dam Beitzim, Dam Chagavim, Dam Dagim. You might have said that all of the above would be included in the word kol, hakol b'chlal. Talmud lomar, therefore, we're mefaret la'of v'la beima, just like an of and beima are miyuchadim, in many ways. First of all, of and beima have both tumah kalah, which is tumah zochlin, that is not metame adam v'keli. And they also have tumah chamura in cases where we're talking about a nevela. It could be tumah chamura also. Furthermore, they have isur v'heter. We're going to see that means that there's a time in which they're usur, and then you're shochet them, and they become mutter. And furthermore, they're a type of flesh, and min basar. Of course, yesh bem tumah kala, which would not apply to humans, because otzidam halchishtayim, that should remove bipedal blood. There's a verse who explains halchishtayim would include all primates, not only humans. That's why we're specifying halchishtayim as opposed to dam adam. Nobody agrees with him, but it's an interesting point. Bipeds.
Who's that? Just us and the monkeys.
Right? Exactly. So it's just fascinating. According to him, it's coming to include an orangutan would also be otzi dam halchishtayim.
We beat Darwin to it.
There we go. Sheyesh, so af never has Tuma Kala. It only has Tuma Chamura. Because if the Adam, you have human flesh, then that human flesh, if it's dead, is going to be Metami Tuma Chamura as a mate. But it doesn't have Tuma Kala to be Tumat Ochlim. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss all of this. Otsi Dam Shratzim. Furthermore, Dam Shratzim do not have Tuma Chamura, because they're not Metame Adam. And we'll see exactly what level of Tuma we're talking about. And again, each one of these we're going to attack in the Gemara. Otsi Dam Beitzim, Shein Min Basar, which makes it sort of clear that this is Beitzim of a bird, because I would think it's not a type of basar. And Dam Chagavim, and Dam Dagim, and Dam Chagavim Otsi also. Because over there it's kulo heter, which we'll explain, but lamaisa, it means that there's no before and after shechita. And therefore we need both la'of la'beima. Why do we need both? Because la'of la'beima, if it would have just said, it would have said la'of. So it would have darshan, okay, of. Only those things that are like ofot. Ofot do not have kilayim. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss what that means, do not have kilayim. Lemais, what it means is you can't have a feather material that's kilayim. Doesn't, obviously, there may be isurim kilayim in terms of harba, and in terms of working with a goose and another animal together. That is kilayim, but we're talking about over the begot that you would make. So, two, you would say dafka, a beima she'en ba kilayim, but a beima like a lamb that does have kilayim, maybe there would be no iser of dam. Therefore, Talmud lomar b'la beima. If it said beima, I would say, okay, a beima. We're talking about a beima she'ena be'ema labanim, where you don't have a specific iser of beima labanim. Af of she'eno be'ema labanim. So too, only those birds which do not have an iser of emal abanim, let's say a non-kosher bird. Talmud lomar la'of la'beima, therefore we need both. Now you'll notice that that's a very strange drasha to say be'ema she'ena be'emal abanim, because that's a chumra. In other words, something that the Torah is more makbid on, to create a chiyuv of shiluach hakein. So there's more reason to say that we'd be makbid on dam, not less reason. Always when we say ima, it's always, this is because it's a chumra. Not that something else is more chumra than it, and therefore it shouldn't have it. It's very striking. Because of this, as I mentioned earlier, though, those who understand that the sugya is the etzem built of an understanding that we're going to really darshan and a klal prado klal. So in terms of klal prado klal, in a chinami, you don't need tumah v'chumra. Those things which are not shekhtem alabani. Okay, in any event, I would have thought that this is limited if it would have only said Be'ema. Therefore, I need La'of. Now, ask the Gemara, why are we darshaning to be Marbeh? Why don't we have a klal of prat? It says Kol Dam. That's a klal. It's followed by the words Ofu Ba'me Be'ema, which is a prat. What's the rule? The rule is that if you have first the klal followed only by a prat, in the klal elamashav a prat, in which case the Torah is saying ofu beima, period. Nothing else. So don't start darshaning now, and what about all of these other? There are no other things. Midiachri ne lo. So why are we going through all of these things to try to match it up? Think what I would have said and so on. There's no such thing. Says the Gemara, because since the pasuk ends kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam v'nichrata nefesh ha'imeha, so basically what we have over here is a klal prat uklal in the tupsuk v'chol dam lo tochlu, that is a klal, la'of la'bima is a prat, kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam v'nichrata as a klal, klal prat, klal, chosef kol, klal prat, klal liya tadan elakein ha-prat. Wait. The second klal is a completely different issue. The first klal is an iser. The second klal is a chiyuv karet. So lo domi klal abatra lo kol akama. The klal akama is coming to tell me a lav. The klal abatra is coming to tell me karet. How can you make a klal prat or klal about two completely different types of klaling? Because this Tana is the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. And the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, as we've seen many, many times, that Kolyu Prate Darshinan Bahadengavna. He darshans Kalplat in this fashion. Even though Afagavdu Adani Klalabhadra Laklalakama. Omar Mar. So getting back to the statement, you said Klalprat Aklalya Tadanya Lakina Prat. The Prat was what? Dovr Sheshba Tumakala, Tumachamura, and Yeshba Isser we have Yeshba Isser, Veheter. That was the way we're now understanding the Brayta, right? Yeshba Min Basar, of course, Dovr Sheshba Tumakala, Tumachamura. Now, what do you mean Marva exactly? You were Motzi, half of the things that I thought you were going to be Marva. So what exactly did you come to include that you were in Motzi afterwards? I've called it Tarila to Yemai. Omer about a Barave, and I'll tell you, it's to come to include the Dam of a Koi. A Koi? Micah Sober? If you hold Koi as a Sveika, whether it's a Chai or a Behema, I need a Pasik, it's your Kolom Eser Sveika, what? A Kodesh Baruch Hu holds it's a Suffolk. Either it's one or the other. You use your normal dinim to define what the Halacha is. If you're telling me that it's coming, like Rabbi Rabin says, to be marba, the dam of a koi, being usher, it's because a koi is neither a chaya nor a behema, and because of that, I need a ribui. The usher, it's dam. So if you're telling me it's not included in the normal animals in the Torah, how do you know that it's usher to eat the chelav of a koi? Chelbu minolan? Oh, that I learn also from a special ribui. Kol chelav shor chesavayis. Kol chelav is marba, even the chelav of a koi. And how do I know the nevela of a koi is also, after all, it's not a real behema? Nivoto minolan? Also from the drosha of lotochlu kol nevela. And how do I know the giran nasha is also on a koi? No, but giran nasha is not dependent in the name of the animal. The Gid Anasher is defined by the Torah as the word the Gid Anasher al Kaf HaYorech. That's it. Doesn't describe the organism other than the fact that if it has a Kaf HaYorech, it's Gid Anasher is also. That Kaf HaYorech is present in the Koi. So Gid Anasher be Kaf HaYorech Tal Yerachmana. And the fact is that a Koi does have that shape of the muscle in the thigh along which runs the sciatic nerve, and therefore it's also. Yeah, and how about the din of Tuma, that the Nevela is Metame? And how about that there's a Chiyuv of Shchita on a Koi? How do we know all of those things? You're claiming it's a whole brand new world out there. Well, I mean, that's a Svara already. If Miriko Mile Rabbi Rachmana Ka Behima Tumato Shchita Ton Amike Behima. If basically the Torah views this at every level as a behema, so then it means that it's a behema. Why should we be mechalik maisa? It should be just the opposite. If we needed more than two psukim to be marbadinim, so we should say shteik shemav b'im gechadim alamdim. A lot of discussion about this point. We say shteik shemav b'im gechadim alamdim in one sugya. Because they're all coming to tell you the same thing. But each one you could say, no, it's only Lagabi Nevela and only Lagabi Dam and so on.
So Shchita Tuma must be considered more basic.
I don't know. It depends how you want to answer the question. That's what you'd have to say, man. Oh, my mom. You said about human blood that Otsi Dam Hachishtaim, this is the whole heter that vampires use, right? That human blood, although I heard that there's also a heter for vampires, but made sim chavshi. Given shemayit is chavshi min amitzvah, so b'meli is not chaya. But that's a question, whether chavshi min amitzvah means you should be machmer l'chatchila or not.
Oh, they started earlier.
Huh?
They started earlier.
They started earlier.
Is Mahachishtaim also, just by asking of kangaroos, would that be also included?
Do they walk or do they hop? Good point. I don't know if whether the Tiferes Yisrael was aware. So over there, you said that there's no such thing as human salami. So there's no tumakala. Now, are you so sure about that? Vramini, doesn't that say in the Braita that hafotek mina adam, if you have a live human and you slice little pieces of salami off of his arm, you know, and so the din over there is, you would need bakshava, so in other words, you should need to have intent to eat this in order to turn it into food. And in order for it to be kabel tuma, it would require heksher. Now, this is already a question whether there's another gear that says ain't tzarich heksher. We're going to see later on what the problem is about heksher, like abisof for the tabit tuma chamur, and so on to discuss later. But anyway, we wanted to know, the kashalan, when you say it needs makshava, why in the world would it need makshava? If you put his arm on the salami slicer, isn't that pretty much itself an indication that you intended to turn him into salami? Right? So what do you need separate makshava for? Te'aser chatichah shelo makshava, that itself is a makshava. The Omer Reish Lakish, it's talking about that you were making him into dog food. So basically you were slicing off a little bit of his arm to feed your doggy. Your son doesn't seem to indicate approval there. So now, since your makshava was only for the dog, the din is that a makshava for a dog is not called makshava. So therefore will not be makabal tumas eichlin. And that's why we said that you need makshava. Hello? You're telling me that if it's roi for a dog, it's not called tumas eichlin? But not? This is a famous mishnah that klal amru betuma, that we have a general rule, as everybody knows, kol hamiyuchad lechol adam tamei achi paser meachilas kelef. So what takes off the tuma from something that the tumas eichlin only when the doggy can't eat it anymore? So that means that if the dog can eat it, it should be considered to be eichlin. No, come on. It's a big difference. Avula suke tuma mine, there it's talking about for it to lose tuma that already had, right? So kiva demi kora havi chazila adam. Initially it was royal adam. Now it's makabel tuma. You want to remove that tame, that tuma? No. La suke mituma, to remove the tuma, it has to be nifso machilas kelev. But to define it as a foodstuff in the first place, hochala chutile tuma. So if it's chazila adam, then it's chazi. Ilo, lo is what it should say. Forget this chazi le kelev. That obviously makes no sense at all. The Shita takes it out. Here, lemais is a fascinating machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, as to what the meaning of the Gemara is. Is the Gemara saying that once something was a'ichlin, defined as a'ichlin for Adam, in order for it to lose the sheba a'ichlin, it has to become divsalachilas kelev. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. In which case, it ought to be mekabel tuma, even if it was nifsal me'achilas adam, as long as it wasn't nifsal me'achilas kelev. But the Rambam learns it had to be mekabel tuma as eichlin for adam, and then it won't lose its tuma until it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. But if it was nifsal me'achilas adam, it will not be mekabel tuma, even though it was once royal. The kabel tuma is eichel adam. Two very, very different approaches to the sugya. Of course, it's not our main focus here, but in learning the dinim of tuma v'tayra, this is a very, very important machlokas. So that would be the nafka mina. So, but in any event, look, but getting back to our question, mikomak, bottom line, katani, it says over here, needs makshava. What do you mean, makshava? Makshava for what? There's only one thing makshava is meaningful in, and that's the sugya to makaha. Is something considered to be food or not? And you claimed that the reason that we can be motzi dam alkishtain is because they do not have to makala. Here it says referring to, they do have to makala. So what are you going to do about that? Yes, that's true. But that's hanimile mechayim. Avalei achar mita tameu tuma chamura. The difference is that the case that we're talking about by Dan has to be true lachamita as well. So an animal is shayach to being food when it's dead. But the human is not shayach to being food when it's dead in terms of tuma, because he will always be metami tuma chamura. Wait. So the similar case by behema is what? He's talking about la'achar mita. So by behema, if it would be basar, it would be metami tuma chamura. If it would be dam, it would be metami tuma chamura. I understand. And a dead animal is also metami tuma chamura, and you're including it. Titznan dam nevelot pechabai metarin bepeitelor metami. Lo nitzcha ela lekitznan. There is a case where a dead animal, and when we say dead animal, we mean obviously not food dead animal. I mean, once if it's food, then it's not dead. We don't call it dead, a dead animal. Right? We call that meat. This nonsense of saying he's eating a dead bird is not true. Somebody's eating chicken is not eating a dead bird. He's eating eichel. That's the point of shechita, is that it's not. It does not have a din of mate. A nevela is a din of mate. So in order to have an equivalent case to show me that something would be different than Adam, you'll have to bring me a case of a dead animal, which means Lachara should be an nevela, in which either at least its dam is not metame tuma chamura, or the meat's not metame, but where's that case? The case is like this. Look at it tonight. A carcass of a tummy animal, so say a dead pig, anywhere, and a nivlat ofa tahor, at least in a small town. These are things that are not considered to be foodstuffs, unless there's makshava. Tzorech makshava, but there's no need of heksher in this case. The Omele Rav Rebbe Chia, I don't understand. They need makshava for what purpose? For tuma kala? This is a dead animal, for God's sake. Gufa tuma. What are you talking about? The nevela is matami tuma chamura. Why do we need makshava? Oh, Malay, I'll tell you what the case is. Let's say you have less than a kezayit of nevela. So less than a kezayit of nevela is not matami tuma chamura. Okay? Now you'll say, okay, but it's also not makaba tuma seichel. It needs to have a kebetza. Fine. Add other food to it. So now you have a little bit less than a nevela, together with a hot dog, a kosher hot dog. So you're mitzarif it for pachot mikibetza of ochlin, alright? So now what you have is together you have a kibetza, so memela, you have food stuff which is a nevela. Wait a minute, so then why not did it need action? The only reason it didn't need action is because we have a claw. Kosher so folatame to machamura. Anything which ultimately is metame of its own source, so it's metame maize, it's metame nevela, but it's able to be metame in Adam. We'll see, it has to be more than just passive metame and metame the God of. But let's say if it has in the end to the chamura, so that it doesn't require heksher. But now you're telling me, well, it's not so full of tami to my chamura. Why? Because it has pachot mikibetza. So if it has pachot mikibetza, then why doesn't it need action? No manashav. So in the Yorki Leboy action. How do you explain that it needs makshava, but doesn't need action? Do'atana devei Rabbi Yishmo, we learn out from the pasuk called Zera Zeruah Asher Yizareah, Mazraim Miyuchadim, She'in Sofam Letami Tuma Chamura. Just like the term, why does it stress Asher Yizareah? That just like Zraim, will never be able to be metame to machamura. By definition, they're going to be metame as a foodstuff. They'll never be metame to miyotzibigufam. And they are what the Torah is referring to. Asher yipol. This is what requires water or mashkin to be mashiv, a tzarech heksher. Of course, she ain't so fun metame to machamura, and only she ain't so fun metame to machamura, tzarech heksher. On my lay, yes. That's talking about normal foods, okay? So when you have, let's say, normal Oakland, fine, we're over there. Normal Oakland, obviously, do not include less than a kezayit nevela. Okay? What's your problem? Your problem is, but if it's less than a kazayat of nevela, it's also not going to be matami to mechamura. True, but you could be mitzari for a piece of nevela to it. And since this thing contains within it already the ingredients for its own tuma, it just is chaser ashir. Sure. Since Lamaish could add a little bit to it, and then it'll become Tomeniatsmo. That is included in not requiring action. But if we'd be talking about a dead human, and this is the explanation, Yotsu Mahalkishtaim, a dead human does not have Tumakala. Because even in a case where you would be Mamale, Pachot mikibetza from a mate, nonetheless, it would not be mitzarif to be foodstuff. Because over there, lo matami tu matochlin, mishum de batla da'ato, etzokol adam. Humans don't eat dead humans. Mebechanan yomer, you don't have to come out to this. This is a complicated case. It's very simple. We could be talking about, you do have a kizayat of nevela. And there's a big difference between a human sandwich and a nevela sandwich. What's the difference? It's talking about human cricks. So you took a piece of human flesh and crispy crisps. So what you did is, I see the ideas are pumping around in Barnea's head. We're soon going to be offering this in little vacuum packages. You're a Kohen, you're the last one.
Hannibal left their strikes again.
Yeah, you're the last one who should be thinking in such terms.
No, there's both. There's people who want to eat others, and then there's some people they want to be eaten. There was a whole mice in Germany.
Yeah. God help us. All right, so now, if you cover over the basar of a nevela with batzek, so it's covered in dough, so it's not going to be matami. Mashenken, if you cover over human flesh in dough, it will be matami, because tumas bokeh, so it goes right through your batzek. So, ach, mayeskina kon shichikbo be batzek. Wait, so then we're back to the hechsher problem, right? So then, if that's the case, it should require hechsher, because it's not going to be sofalatami tuma chamura. So if you tell me it's covered, so then why does it require hechsher? Says more yaba hanimile okna achrini dolo matama lo b'maga v'lo b'mas. Excuse me, not sofalatami tuma chamura is in all fashions. Not through touching it, not through carrying it. But over here, even though the nevela is covered over with dough, even if it's not matami b'maga, because you can't touch it, dekomachvi b'batzek, but it's still going to be matami b'masa, because b'masa mi'etetame da'otonle, masha'inkein a mate of an adam, we're over there, afagav dechipo b'batzek, even though you covered it in dough, it would still be metami tuma chamura, because tuma is bokat for olah, bokat for yoredet. Okay, so that gives us our motzi adam. Oh, mama, you also said yotzei dam chagdagim and dam chagavim because they're kulon heter. What do you mean with the words kulon heter? Do we mean that the chelev of a dog and the chela v'chagav is mutter? That doesn't make any sense, because a chaya, also the chela is mutter, and nonetheless we said the dam is also. When you say it's entirely heter, do you mean because there's no iser giran nosha? An oaf doesn't have an iser giran nosha because it doesn't have a kaf hayarech, and nonetheless dam is also. So when you say kulo heter, it doesn't mean the whole body is heter. We're not looking for a part of the body that would be osur nebehima and mutter and chagavim. It means it's always all the time heter. That is to say, the lo boishchita, that as opposed, when it comes to fish, when it comes to chagavim, as opposed to animals and birds, you do not need to be machshir them by shchita. And therefore there would be kosher stam. And even if you're ordained shechita lof min haTorah, but you would certainly need nechira. Hashem, when it comes to dogim and chagavim, you could simply eat them the way they are. Okay, then let's move on. You said, and by the way, you'll notice that the example we give of each one is not the only example. In other words, as Tosfos points out, look, we could have said different things about different ones. We chose one example in each one. This does not have this quality, this does not have that quality, even though we could have done it differently, because we just want to bring out in each one the one in which it's most obvious that it's not similar to the Ofu Behima. Okay. So this is the Kula Heta. Then you say, doesn't have Kilayim. Why do you say it doesn't have Kilayim? Ma Of Shein Lo Kilayim. So do you, so too, only a Behima that would not, Talmud Lomar Behima, Kilayim. What kind of Kilayim are we talking about? Kilayim Demai. Elaim the Kilayim Darbo. Do you mean Kilayim of interbreeding? Or Kilayim de Harisha? That means that you would not have to worry, you're assuming, about working with a bird and a mammal together, let's say. That's not true. That's not Chayava of Kayotseba. That it's exactly the same din. Echad Shor, Echad Kol Behema, Kilayim, and Chayava of Kayotseba. So there is a din in Kilayim. Elam Rabbeinu, it means that there's no way that you'll ever be usher to wear a coat made out of bird's wool. So Tzimro ein chayavin alav mishum kilayim. Omer Yud Omer Rav, dam shratzim, you get malchus on eating dam shratzim, the shir of the kizayit. Medve, dam atchol, dam alev, dam aklayot, dam evarim, hare elu balotas. Now take a look at the way that we split up the lists of sets of things that do not have dam that are chayav in kares. So we list it like this. Dam atchol, dam alev. By the way, dam alev, as we mentioned yesterday, we're going to see that there's a difference between blood that's in the chambers of the heart and blood that's in the muscle of the heart. Obviously, the heart is miyuchad, that it contains blood that isn't part of itself. Now, we'll talk about that difference, but let's leave that to the side right now. The blood in the kidneys, blood in muscle, all of this is below tase. Now, look at the next clause. Dam al hishtayim, human blood. Dam shratzim v'rim hashim. It says, is osur, but in chayav in olav. Okay? Now, what's the difference between those two? When you say, ain't chayav in olav, you said you are chayav. Nah, am I in chayav in olav? This is talking about karet, but you still be chayav olav. No, you wouldn't. First of all, then that's the same as the first case. And you're listing two separate cases. Look at the way the Tana was makbid. On one he said, areil balotasa. And on the other one he says, it's osur. You're telling me there's no difference between a lotasa and osur? A lotasa has a chi of karet, a chi of lav, which you get malkasan. And osur means, maybe it's a drabonan, but it's certainly not osur. Let's put them all together. So that's my first objection. High narration. Not to mention that the Tana Beferish excludes them even from the lav. Because look, milave nami kamemayitli, diktoni, yatsa dam shratzim, shein behem tumachamura. Over here it says Beferish, which we're going to talk about later. Why is it not tumachamura? But it's excluded from the pasik. Omer Abizera. No. That's true. But when you eat the dam of a sheretz, are you not eating sheretz? So if the guy who saw you eating this tells you, don't eat that blood, that is sheretz, then you would be loke. But if he tells you, don't eat that, that's blood, then you wouldn't be loke. That's the difference. So therefore, that's a lav. Yes, when you say it's a lav of dam, it's a lav, but it's a lav of sheretz. So those things where the dam is not osral's dam, is still osr because of what? That's already big machlokes v'shainu. Is it osr because of hayotze min hatameh? Or is it osr because it's considered to be the equivalent of the basr? all types of Torah about what the Makor of the Yisr is. In any event, again, goes beyond our Daf Yomi, but just be aware of it. Big brisker sugya in the Rama. We're not up to that. Omar Rav, Dam Dagim Shekin So Asur. If you would take fish blood and you put it in a cup, so now it's pure blood in a cup. It's asur. It is Meitve. Dam Dagim, Dam Chagamim, Mutar. So that's talking about where it's with the fish. So means you can, you got a big piece of bloody fish, you can eat it. It doesn't say if you put it in a cup. If it's in a cup, then the rabbanon answered it because it's very clear that it's like getting other dam to the guy who sees you. Okay, you're claiming that. So then, but. Then how? What would you say about the other case? The case of human blood. So to give a tag, Gabi Malkenstein would be usher, even if it was Bishalokin. So that's what you're saying. Otherwise, it's exactly the same. You're distinguishing between the Dam Dagim and Dam Chagavim as opposed to the human blood. But that's not true. Human blood that was not put into a cup is actually not usher. Vatanya, Dam Shagabe Kikas, if somebody bit into a piece of bread and had bloody gums, left blood on the bread. Okay, so over there you just wipe it off. You don't eat it. And then you can be ugly. But if you just got back from the dentist and your gums are bleeding, Bena Shinayim, you don't have to split it out. You could be Motzitzo Ubol. Oh, you have a right to swallow it. How do you have a right to swallow it? I thought you said it would be usher even b'shalokim so. Ve'eino choshesh. So you cannot claim now that there we were talking about the difference between kinso and lo kinso in terms of the dam chagavim and dam dagim. So you got a real problem. Oh, okay. Fine. I changed my mind. It is talking about kinso. The thing is that where it says it's mutter, if it's dam dagim, it's talking about that it has scales in the blood. So anybody who looks at it sees that obviously this blood was collected at a fish shop. And then it stores the scales of it. Whereas Kiko Marav, the Osir, if it's Kinso, that was talking about the Let Pekas Kasim. Omer of Sheshes, you should know that when it comes to human blood, even an Isser Drabbonan does not an Isser. So that the Dam Malkenstein Afilu Mitzvahs Prosh Einbo, to which we ask Meitve Dam Atchol, the spleen, which is very bloody, Dam Halev, Dam Aklayot, Dam Evarim, Hareelu Belotase, Dam Malkenstein, and Dam Shrotzim Ramashim. Oser, Vein Chayavin Alav, and you're saying there's not even a mitzvah to be perished? No, Kitanya, the us, of course, that's talking about where it was in a cup. Now, here there's a problem, because here Rashi says, oh, al ha-kikar. Whereas before, he said that the kikar was not an example of a case where it would be usr, because over there it just means that there is l'chatchila natira, but it doesn't mean... Okay, but here in the context of prisha, maybe he means even not an isser, even stam. He's saying even l'chatchila. And kikom barav b'dalo pirish. Rav was talking about where it wasn't perish at all. Kinetanya dam shagabi kikar gorova ochlo, but shal bein hashinayim motzeitzu bol. Oh, vein ochoshesh. Och, al dam shkita b'veima b'chayau ba'of bein tmeim bein tahorim. Dam nechira v'dam ikur v'dam akaza shenashama yotze bo chayavim alav. Dam atchol, dam alev, dam beitzim, dam chagavim, dam atamtzit, en chayavim alav. Rav Yehuda mechayev v'dam atamtzit. Tanu rabbana. Kol dam lo tochelu. Shomei ani, kol means afilo dam al chishtayim, dam beitzim, v'dam chagavim, dam dagim, akol bechwa. Talmud omar la'ofla b'ima. Ma ofu beima miuchadim sheyesh ben tuma kala v'tuma chamura v'yesh ben yisur v'heter v'hein min basar of course sheyesh ben tuma kala otzidam alchishtayim sheyesh ben tuma chamura v'hein ben tuma kala otzidam shvatzim sheyesh ben tuma chamura otzidam beitzim sheyesh ben dam min basar dam dagim dam chagavim shekolo heter and la ofu la beima. Because if it only said off, I would have said ma off shein bakilayim af beima shein bakilayim. Talmud Lomar v'la beima. If it said just la beima ma beima shein a beima la banim af off shein o beima la banim. Talmud Lomar la off la beima. Wait, why not say kol dam is a klal off beima prat klal pratim v'klal lemach v'prat off beima imiriach min alo. No, because then nefesh shetuchal kol dam chazar v'kalal klal prat v'klal yata v'nelakin prat etc. etc. Wait, follow dummy. Kol abatra l'chol akama. The kol akama is alive. The kol abatra is karet. Yes, but I tell it that it's very bishmolu. The kol prat itarshin min aden gavna. V'alfa gav lo dummy. Kol abatra l'chol akama. Omar, klal pratu klal iatadan elakein aprat ma aprat beforash davar sheish ba tuma kala v'tuma chamura v'yesh ba yisra v'heter v'yesh ba min basar av kol davar sheish ba tuma kala v'tuma chatzera etc. etc. And you're adding what? Av kol diktare l'ti yimai on revada barabin latino moshel koi Microsoft. I kazava koi sveiko, itzir kvalum is a sveika. Ela kazava koi biryabe vle atzmo. Okay, so then only ashkandamo, harino chelbo, mikol chel nivlato minol, mikol nevela, dinan Hashem in all night. That's telling kafayarech, talia. Ha idle kafayarech. Okay, and how about tumato shkitato minolan? Well, the svara mirikom mili, rabbi rachmana, kabima. So therefore, tumato shkitato dami kabima. Omama.
Why do you say that?
Rabini, hakotech min adam tzarich machshava,
and that gotta mean what I think it means. The hechsher, the kashlon, machshava lamli, teyasecha tichashelo, machshava meshlakish.
That's talking about the chotcho lekelev,
u'machshava lekelev love machshava. It's not.
But that kolam ruba tuma kolam miyuchet lechol adam.
Is tamiyat shipasel meachilat keleb?
Yeah, but that's lasuke tumamine.
Over there, given to me, korah v'chazer le'adam, so it's chazer. But lasuke tuma?
Over there, achipasel meachilat keleb.
Hochalachote le'tuma, ichazer le'adam, in ilolo.
Mikomakom. Anyway, katani machshava.
Now what the heck is machshava for?
Only the tumakala.
Okay, but hanimilu mechayim avleachamita.
It's tamei tuma chamura.
All right, and what's the case by behema?
We're laachamita that it wouldn't be tamei tuma chamura.
It's boser mitzvatamei tuma chamura, my friend.
If it's dam, it's also betamei tuma chamura.
It's not dam nevelot bechamim betarim bevedil matami.
Lo nitzcha lo lekidit nan
nivlat beimat maya bechol makom
and nivlat of tahor, at least in a small town,
tzarich machshava
ve'im tzarich hechsher.
V'amalei Rav L'Rabichia,
why you need machshava for tuma kala?
I don't understand.
It's nevela.
He gufa tumai
omalei kigon deika pachot mikazayit nevela
and tzirfala pachot mikabetsa ochli.
We're over here. The high v'high together is a kibetza.
So it's only roi for tumakala.
So then why does it need action?
That's
true. But that's by normal ochlin, the let papakam, because I know they
over here, the kibetza ochlin, ika begava pachot, because I know they
since, if you wanted to do a mitzarif way, a little bit more to make it a kizayit, that's called surfalatabi tubachamura,
and you don't need action.
Okay, and lafuke mate, we're over there.
Afagab, the mamaliale. It's still not going to be matami to masochlin.
That's because butla daito it's a kolobem dead humans.
Chanina Amar,
a few teva avi kizayit.
Talking about his kinan,
kagon shechipau bebatzek.
So then, if it can't be matami to bechamura, why doesn't it need heksher the nevela? Because but over here, Achan Yid, the Lomitami Bemaga, because it's Mechapi Bebat Sake, but at least Bemasa it'll be Metami if you're carrying it. Dot only. Masha Inkain, a mate, even if you're Mechapi Bebat Sake, it would be Metami to Bachamura, because Tuma of a mate is Bokaat Vola, Bokaat Kayorid, it's Omama. Yatsadam Dagim, Vedam Chagavim, Shekulam Heter. Now, when you say Kulam Heter, what do you mean? Michael Heter. He learned that what the chaylev is mutter, a chaya chaylev is mutter, and the dam is also is bishop dalet po isegid anosha, an oflet po isegid anosha, because it doesn't have kafay orech. Nonetheless, domo asur elamai kulo heter. All the time is what it means. Lo by shita. Omerma ma of shein bo kilayim af beibatam lo mar beima. Kilayim, the mine. Ilan, the kilayim, the arbo, the kilayim, the charisha. Why is an of not included? But lan chayev of kayotzebe. Elom arbayim means you'll never be usher in bird wool. So chzimro in chayev in love vishum kilayim. I don't know if you don't know. Dam shiratzim lo kin alav bikizayit meitvei dam achol dam alev dam aklav dam meivorim harelo belo taset dam alchistaim dam shiratzim v'ramosh osur but ain't chayav in alav. Yeah, ain't chayav in alav means ain't chayav in alav karet, but you'd still be chayav malchus in alav. Ah, come on, man. First of all, chodainu reisha. Not to mention the fact that the tanami lav nami kama maitle. Tiktani yotza dam shratzim. Shein mem tu mechamur, not included in Yisr. Amr Rebbe Zera. True, but they are still sherets, aren't they? So itra bo mishum sherets, loke. But if you gave him atra mishum dam, then it doesn't mean you're loke. That's all I'm saying. Omar, dam dagim chikin so asur mate. Dam dagim dab chagavim butar fil chatchila. So what's your question? Aibishalo kinso. Kikamarabi shikin so. My question is the kavataga by Malkishtein. What would be the dimishalo kinso? Should be asur, but it's not. Vatanya dam shagabi kikar gorov ochlo. Shabina shinai, but it's all below venom choshesh. Elokitania matnita deit bekaskasim. And Rav was saying, it's osur to let bekaskasim. Om Rav Sheshet dam al kishtayim afil mitzvahs prosh vadarabonin imba. Meitve dam atchol dam alev dam atchol dam evorim. Harel belotase dam al kishtayim dam shotzim vamosh osur. Then chayavalot. And you're telling me it's mutl chatchila. Kitania osur de pirej. And kikam Rav Sheshet, but not lo pirej. Kiritanya dam shagabe kikar, goro v'ochlo, shobein ha-shinayim, motetzo v'olo, v'eino choshesh.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Okay, we're holding on to Dr. Kofala. Shabbos is that.
Oh, what a great Shabbos, Shabbos.
Wasn't that terrific? Ah, pleasure to come together and feel so relaxed after a nice calming day in which we didn't have to think about all these tough things. So, we were in the middle of discussing... No, I still have to stop. We were in the middle of discussing the issue of Dan, and we have brought a riot from the fact that the Torah says la'ofa la'vayima, that only things which could be foodstuffs and a tumachamura, or they could be mutter, or they could be usur, and their type of flesh, those type of things, yes, those type of things are usur, but all other things not. So humans aren't included because they're never just food. If you're eating a human, then it's also going to be metame you as a corpse. Right. Cannibals have a big problem with this issue. That's why they need a lot of afropara, you know. And the dam shratzim, shratzim don't have any tumah chamura, and dogim mefagavim don't have had to be yisur, which we're going to discuss later on. Today the Gemara wants to understand why the Torah had to mention both ofu beima, because any one of those would have said the same thing, wouldn't it? I mean, either an oaf or a behema satisfies those requirements. Why do I need both oaf and behema? Because, had it said oaf, I would have said, okay, oaf
There's no kilayim in an oath. Right? There's no mixing of you can't have your we're going to turn out that the kilayim that it's referring to means shatnez begodim. There's no way to make shatnez out of ofa. We don't know that yet. But mixing feathers and wool, let's say, would not be considered to be shatnez. So I might think if that's the case, afdeimash ein bar kilayim. The only behemoths that we can add are behemoths that don't have kilayim, such as, let us say, a shor. A shor doesn't have wool, and therefore there's no iser mixing its hairs. Well, its hairs with the best would be goat, where you get cashmere, right? And cashmere wool is not kilayim. If you have a cashmere sweater, it can be linen and cashmere. Right? So you might think that if that's the case, the dam of a goat should be okay to drink.
Because there's no Issa Kalim,
and it's not similar to oath. Therefore, the Torah had to say, La'beima. Talmud Lomar, oath La'beima. And on the other hand, would have just said Beima, and would say, Beima, you're not allowed to share the Eima Labani. Afov she'inu Beima Labani.
Why not also Vespino?
That is also Vespino.
Well, this is.
Right. The only, what do you mean? Do you make them the same?
Yeah. Kind of parallel, isn't it?
Not really, because it's child in the same way, but it should certainly be an isser on the same type of thing, right? So only an oath that is not included, say an oath tummy. There's no isser. I'm not quite certain that I understand.
Well,
you're talking about the language you want to see?
No, I don't understand. It's structured. Ocean, but maybe I misunderstood.
Said
the way I thought it was saying
only
the
oath
was, but not
behemoth. No, if it said a behemoth, let's say, only an oath that's like a behemoth. There's no din of shibuach arkein. So that would be, let's say, an oath to me. Okay. So in order to know all the oath are included, therefore that's the oath of the behemoth. Now, the question is, why don't we say that this is a klal and a prat? Kol dam lo tochel, it's a klal. Then it says lo of the behemoth and a prat. What's the din of a klal prat? Klal prat in the klal ala mashiv prat. Ofu beimahin, midiak minin lo. Okay, so let's say that. What's bothering the Gemara?
Dan mehalfishtan.
No, we excluded dan mehalfishtan. So Rabbeinu Gershon says that the Gemara's problem is that we should exclude chaya based on this. Even though normally chai is bichlal be'iman, but if it's constructed as a klal of prat, then it would be a problem of chai, and we shouldn't include chai. Hmm. That's how we understand the kasha in the Gemara. As we'll see, that's a little bit problematic to understand the Gemara this way. We'll see in a few lines why. The alternative is that we simply don't like the way the Gemara is going about this. Because the Gemara is using the classical language of ribuyim, af kol. You can't say an af kol when you're dealing with a klal uprat. Because the whole point of a klal uprat is there is no af kol. So to all things which. There's no so to all things which. There's the definition of these things and nothing else. Period. I don't need to go into any kind of analysis. Oh, and behema. Does that include humans? No. Does it include fish? No. No, so leave me alone. What are you going over here to town with these af kols?
Chayas
is included because chayas bechlal beina, we could say. That would be a different approach to what the Gemara's problem is. But certainly it's a problem of structure. I mean, you're making it sound like we have a drush of rebuyim. Why don't we have a klal of prat? Says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you why. Because it continues, it says nefesh asher tochal kol dam. So now it goes back. V'nichrusa nefesh ayin. So now it makes a second klal. Chazar v'kalal. So what do we have? Klal prado, klal liyata b'nei elokein aprat. And that's where we say af kol, af, af, af. Because where you have a klal prado klal, you come to include other things that are similar to the list of the pratim. No, wait a second over here. You can't call that a klal prado klal. The first klal and the second klal are totally different. Well, one don't we call the basa, we call the karma. The first klal doesn't talk about kare. All it says is kol dam lo tokel. Then it says lo open the bema. Then it says a nefesh shetokal kol dam benikrisa. So one is talking about a law, one is talking about kare. They're two different issues. Not klal prado klal. It's that the last klal is explaining what the implications are at going ahead and doing the first klal. Why do you call that a klal prado klal? Klal prado klal is when the Torah is repeating something in a general sense, but over here it's telling you something different than it did the first time. Isn't that true? So why call it a klal prado klal? That's because Hein Tana Savak is Tana Devei Rabbi Shmo. The Darshi b'kol prate kai gavna. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmo, as we've seen in many locations, holds that you do not need to have a similarity between the Kuala Basra and the Kuala Kama. It's a big sugya we had back in Kulin. If this is the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, then this would be a Kuala Prado Kuala, which is exactly the reason that the Tana introduces the structure over here in a classic Kuala Prado Kuala format, Af Kol. Because he holds this is a Kuala Prado Kuala. Okay, now I'd like to understand it a little bit. You said, Klal prado klal, oh my god, klal prado klal yata danem akena prad, and what is that? Ma prad mefurash, davar sheyesh bo tumah kala v'tumah chamura, v'yesh bo yisur v'heter, v'yesh bo min boser, af kol davar sheyesh bo tumah kala v'tumah chamura, etc., etc., etc. Now, when you said af kol, can you tell me what you added? I only heard a lot of exclusions. You said, to exclude primates, to exclude fish, to exclude chagavim. You said, af kol, I include anything which matches up. Okay, tell me what that is. What did you include? It's like all these liberals who pretend to be inclusive, but it turns out the inclusion is only there to exclude. Tell me one thing you included. Now this is the problem with Rabbeinu Gershon's shot. Because according to Rabbeinu Gershon, we're including chayim. Because had it only been a klal of prat, then Chaya would have been excluded. So the afkai has to be afkol. Includes klal prat, who klal includes Chaya. So why did he say that? Okay. There's ways out of the problem. The simple way out of the problem is that the only reason you wouldn't have included Chaya is that it was a klal of prat. But if it hadn't been a klal prat, you don't need a klal prat of prat to be mar b'chayim. The word behema includes chayim. So that's true even on Riba, Rabbeinu Gershon. So what is it including? I don't know. I certainly don't want anybody to waste time on it. It would be out. Omrivada barovin la tuye damo shel koi. It's talking about, you know, a cow in Yiddish is a koi. But don't confuse that with this thing. This thing is a strange animal.
Is it
really? Yeah. Koi. So this thing is something different. Microsoft. What this is, a little bit of background, is that actually there's two types of animals that are called koi. One is a kilayim. A mixture of a chaya and a behema, and the other is that it's a particular min we're not sure about. So the question over here is that thing considered to be the dam of that thing considered to be usher to eat? And the af kol is including it, even though it's not mentioned specifically. Ask the Gemara, what do you hold a koi is? Ikas koi svekahu. Is it that you just don't know whether it has a din of a chayah or behemah? Understand, the Torah doesn't come to discuss what you don't know. That's your problem. It's not the Pusik's problem. Pusik doesn't need a klal prado klal to tell me. And therefore, the famous koi, which I'm sure all your humans down there don't know about, so we'll get a special Pusik about it. That's ridiculous. I mean, it is what it is. Your lack of knowledge does not require the Torah to give you a look about what to do when you don't know. To each a frull of Mrs. Sveika, and the cassover cry be a beefling out snow. He holds that a cry is neither a behemoth or a chayah, and therefore comes along the Torah to tell me the dam of this cry is also to eat. Okay, so now you know the dam. How about the chayla? Can you?
Koil is a
halachic
problem.
Exactly, but now you're telling me the only reason for the klal prater klal in the Torah is to address this putative thing that isn't in the Torah. Why would the Torah have to address something which is a halachic construct that you don't know about? Why would the Torah address that? Exactly, that's the Gemara discussion. So why is the pasuk addressing it?
So must be it.
Must be that this Mount Yarmah holds it a koi. It's not a topic. It's a separate thing.
It's in the ark.
The
koi was on the ark.
You mean you think evolution ended at the ark? And like a silver koi, briefly thing. So now, Ashkan Damo, we now know that the blood of a koi is also to drink. But with the chelem of a koi, they also to eat, minola. Then I learned mikol chelev. And how about the nevela v'koi? How do you know what the din is of nevela? It says kol nevela. Okay. How do you know the gidanosher v'koi? Is the gidanosher v'koi also? It says, b'kaf ha'yorech. The third was toila. The yisur, anything that has a kaf ha'yorech. Voice like kaf ha'yorech. The koi has a gidanosher, and therefore the gidanosher should be also. Well, how about the tumah, or how about the chiyuv of shchit, and so on? Okay, that's a rabbinic for us. Since the Torah has been marred by this thing as a behema, so mamela tumas of shchit goes to non-behema. But I'm interested in getting to the question of eating humans. You talked about excluding the blood of primates because they only have a tumah hamura, ve'im ve'em tumah kala. They don't have human flesh that would only be food and not be a corpse. Wrong. Wrong. I can prove to you that that's wrong. Rami, how about the following brisa? Hatchotech min ha'adam. Suppose you're cutting off flesh from a human to eat, who is not dead. Now, you might not be cutting it to eat. Might have been a doctor that was cutting off some flesh, and he's got this weirdo that works in the lab who likes to eat what he cuts off. Yes, indeed. And there were all kinds of lambs around that just kept silent. So now that guy, okay, you're cutting that flesh off. It says, Tzarich machshava v'echsher. Now what does that mean? It needs makshava to turn it into food, because normally human flesh isn't viewed as food. So somebody has to decide he wants to use it as food. And then it requires hechsher. Now remember, that is not referring to a badatz hechsher. It is referring to, even of secular Jews, it's referring to the water falling on it that makes it roy to be makabel tumah. Now wait a second.
Because it's okay.
The only time we're talking about hechsher is when it's ochel. That's exactly what our problem is going to be. Now, we asked over there, I don't understand, if the guy cut this, if he was cutting the flesh, isn't that enough of a makshava? I mean, at this point we could have answered it with the doctor who was cutting the flesh, but we don't. We have a better idea. It was a Nazi who was cutting the flesh, but he was cutting this flesh to feed to his dog.
Which isn't enough.
A marvelous new Nazi torture will feed you to the dogs while you're alive, right? Tosfos says, why don't we just say it's talking about a doctor who's got a weirdo of a nurse? This is a Enoch Imami. He could have been talking about that case. But he wants us, Bedavka, to get into the question of the dog because of the more complex issues that have to do whether dog food is considered to be Bekabo Tumel Gaba humans and so on, which we'll be getting into. Because he raises the question of cutting from the dog. Okay. So now, let's figure out what that means. So, Omer Eish Lakish, but it's talking about Bechotcho Lekelet. So it's talking about over there, you're cutting it for a kelet. Since you're cutting it for a kelet, Machshava Lekelet, love Machshava. To say that I turn human flesh into dog food, that's not considered to be Machshava, that it should be considered now a food stuff. And therefore, there's no problem over here in Lagabi Arsugya. What? The loaf? Dog food? Is that considered to be food? But it's not kalal amru b'tuma. How about the Mishnahs it says? It's a general rule regarding tuma. Kol am yuchad le'chol adam. That which is set aside normally for human consumption and was makabel tuma. At least this is the way the Rambam learns. Rambam learns even if it wasn't makabel tuma. Could be makabel tuma, but it has to learn the whole sugya differently because of it. If it remains tamei until it becomes so decayed and inedible that a dog wouldn't look at it. Mashma, that if a dog would look at it, it's still considered to be a foodstuff and it has to mazalchut, right? Says the Gemara, that's true. But ahula suke tuma mine, that's talking about where first it was makabel tuma. Now you want to take off the tumor that was already makabel by removing its status of a food. So if it was established as a foodstuff, and now you want to disestablish it, then you require it to be disestablished even from dog food. But we're talking about over here, lasuke tumor. So to take off tumor, achi pasami achi laskele. But hocha, we're talking about over here, lachute le tumor. We're talking about for the tumah to come down to it in the first place, and it should be considered to be a foodstuff. To be a foodstuff initially, if it's good for a human, fine. And it's chazilo kele, and remains a foodstuff, but he was low chazilo and low chazilo kele. Okay, well, you know, I don't care what you're talking about over here, but it does say makshava, and it does say akshah. I mean, what is that a reference to? That's a reference to tumah kala. It's not a reference to tumah chamura. You said that human flesh doesn't have tumah kala. That's what you said. If we're talking about makshava, then by definition, we're talking about tumah kala. Yes, we are indeed. But this is only a live person. A live person can be food. But a dead person can't only be tumah as food. He's also going to be a corpse. And therefore, it will be metame tumechamura. And what we were saying afko was that in the same way that an oaf and a behemah that are dead are going to be metame tumechamura if they're nevelot, and tumechala if they're food, and they could be one or the other, so too all things like that, which excludes humans,
which is only
because a human which is dead only has tumechamura, not tumechala. This is not Abram and Achai, this is only Boss. No, not by the other. Abuliachamisa, Tameh Tumah Chamura. Okay, so now what are you saying? It's a similar case by the Behema. Tell me what the case is by the Behema. A dead Behema. Dead Behema, not Shek the Behema. Now a dead Behema. You're saying now the same case by a Behema is after death. I don't understand what you're talking about then. So the Boss of Behema is what we're referring to. That is Matami Tumah Chamura. And for that matter, even if you want to claim, well, the Mishnah is referring to Dam, it's Matami Tumah Chamura. Even if it's Dam, it's Matami Tumah Chamura, because it says in the Mishnah that it's not Dam Nevelot Bechamai Matari and Betila Matami. So how do you have a similar case in Afko? Just like a behemoth when it's dead, could be this, it could be that. How could a behemoth when it's dead be this or that? If it's dead, that means that it's not food. So then it's an animal. How could a dead animal, which is in the same situation as a dead human, be either food or tamei tumah chamura? It's always going to be the tamei tumah. If this is what you're claiming, we're not talking about a live human where he wouldn't be matami. Fine. So I'm not talking about an animal that was shocked that wouldn't be matami. So show me the case where is it different, being an animal or being a human? Exactly the same halacha, isn't it? Says the Gemara, well, it is, except that you're missing one point, and that is the case. Lo nitzucha, the case that we're talking about is elokit itna. Nivlat beimat me'a b'chol makom. Nivlat of hatahor bakfarim. Tzarich makshava ve'ein tzarich hekshev. Now, this is strange. Here it says, if you have an avail of a behemoth, which is a behemoth tmeya. Now, a dead behemoth tmeya is found to be more disgusting by most people than a dead behemoth tahira. So in other words, if you will be far more pressed to find someone who's willing to buy your dead horse to eat than you will to find someone to buy your dead cow to eat, despite the fact that it wasn't shechted. Go ahead. So now, therefore, it says like this: that if you have an available behemoth tmeya, and that's it, no matter where, even in a big city, where it's still going to be hard to get rid of it as a foodstuff, or an available of an oaf tohar in a small town where there's fewer people that are ready to buy things like that, in order to make it into food, it needs makshava. Somebody has to decide, I'm going to eat that. Only then is it makabel tuna as a veichlin. But it doesn't require hechsher. So Rav asked Rav Chiya, I don't understand. What do you mean it needs makshava? It's an event. What are you talking about? Makshava lomali. To makabel? You're saying, I need makshava to turn it into food. So it could be makabel tuna as a foodstuff. It's an avela. Igufa tuma. I don't understand. It's radiating tumor. What do we have to define it as a foodstuff for? Now he explained. Omar Lai, he explained the case. Kigon, dika pachot mikizayat nevela. It's talking about over here that you have less than a kizayat of nevela. Less than a kizayat of nevela does not radiate tumor. You also have less than a kibetza of food. Now, less than a kibetza of food is too little food to be makabel tumah. What you do is you add the nevela of less than a kizayis to the less of the kibetza of the food, and you make it now a full kibetza of food nevela, slash, food slash nevela. Okay? In that case, in order for the nevela to become part of the food, somebody has to consider that he's going to eat it to make it food. Because otherwise, it will not even be added to the shiur of the Oakland. Clearly you can't make the nevela radiate tuma by adding normal food to it. But if you turn the nevela into food, you can turn the food stuff into something that is tame of the correct size, because now it's a full kibetza of food.
And that's what you thought. You mush the kibetza. Or you can make it mush the kibetza. It's not something by itself like the nevela is.
Why do you say that? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says you're wrong. But there are many Rishonim who say that. But why do you need to bring it up? No, you're not even aware of the issues yet. And already you're speaking. We haven't raised what the problems are.
But 20-something years ago, I learned with David Solomon.
With David Solomon, the issues are always mavur.
No.
So I can't. I mean, I don't know. He's holding all over it every time. It's impossible to argue.
I'm selling less than a kazayas of nevela.
No, you're selling as much as you want. You're selling the whole animal, but some creep bought it. He bought the whole thing. Right now, we cut off a little piece. Okay. It's like the kid who's practicing eating the grasshopper for the first time. So he cut off a little piece. Now he's going to add it to the rest of his food, which doesn't have a kibetz. So there, if he has makshava. And now he adds it to it. So now it's good. It'll be all be food. Okay? So you have pachos mikazayas nevela. And now it's your fala pachos mikabetza ochlin. So together, to high v'hai, together the nevela, the normal foodstuff, equals one betza. So wait, so then why doesn't it need hechsher? Does it not need hechsher? You said it needs makshava. You said it needs makshava, but it doesn't need hechsher. Right? Why doesn't it need action? Should need action also. It says, Tariq Marjorah, ain't Tariq Hekshah. Why does it not need action? I know what you were thinking. I know what you tried to fool me with. You tried to fool me by saying, it doesn't need action because the law is that something which is itself going to be matame to makamura never requires action. So you're going to say this is something, being as it comes from an avela, why would it need action? After all, it itself is an avela. But now that you're saying it's badafka less than a kezias of an avela, so it will not be matame to makamura. So why are you saying it doesn't need action? Isn't this basically the halach of the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel? The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel called Zera Zerua Asher Yizarea Mazraim Miyuchadim She'ein Sofan Atami Tumachamur V'tzarech Hekshir. We learn out the din of Hekshir from the post that talks about, I know this is tough, but this is where the men are separated from the boys, you know. So it's like, I know it's not, can you imagine getting like 50 totally new concepts on one page? Your head is about ready to explode, and you're sitting here.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's more. But Abba, just think of how much Gehenna this takes away. I mean, this is great.
I'm saying that those sheets that the Chassidim have, the Daf Yomi pages,
yeah,
right? Yeah. So he brought the mice in the first one, the Chayim brought from Yisrael Shal Shavod, a minute to learn pieces in Yom Kippur. Because it's a tikkun of if anything, if you were high of anything, so you were messiah.
Right.
With all the creases in your kippur.
The whole creases.
The whole creases. You would go all the steps.
That's the way to do it.
When is it done?
If we could have done it then, we would have saved ourselves a lot of trouble. All right. I think we had a 20-minute break. So. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel says, since the Torah says that when water will fall on a seed that is taken out to be planted, it means to use seeds as a model. And just like seeds cannot be sofa natame tuma kamura v'tzarech hekshir, just like seeds can't become tame themselves, they need to be makabel tuma, they don't radiate tuma. And those are the things that Torah says requires hekshir. Af kol she'in sofa natame tuma kamura v'tzarech hekshir, so to all things like that need hekshir. But that which is going to be matame tuma kamura, such as an avela, doesn't need hekshir. But the question is, over here it's less than a kezias, right? So it's not sofa natame tuma kamura. And he answered them, Omerlei hanibu to be open to the almond, let's poke off in the kezias and avela. Yes. True. If you don't happen to be mixed with a novella, even a pocus because I is a novella, then that's very true. Avalokha de equal of a pocus because I is a novella. Since over here there's a list of the Kazayas novella mixed with it, Kiva Dun Batsarfla Kazayas, Loboy Hekshe. Just like if this piece of novella would have had a little bit extra to it, it would have been radiating to him on its own, would not have required it. Therefore, it's included over here in not being similar to seeds, correct? Because seeds, no matter what you do to them, they'll never radiate tuma. But this novella, since it has the potential of radiating tuma, that is going to be sovatami tuma kamura and doesn't require hapshir. Therefore, the case in our Mishnah, in the Braisa, is precisely this. We're comparing primates to novellas. After death, both are corpses, aha! But the case of the animal corpse is referring to less than a kezayah, mixed with other items. And therefore it would have to makala, but not have to makamura, because it's not enough there to be a kezayah that radiates. So you'll say, okay, so by a mace, let's have the same case. Let's take less than a kezayah of a mace, the buster of a mace, mix it with something else, we'll have the same situation. No. La fuke mace. This is why we're excluding mace. We're saying you can't have the same situation by a primate. Because alpha gav the bemalulate, even if you're going to make it part of another food, lo metame to myself, it'll never become tame to myself.
Because nobody eats it.
Because nobody eats human flesh, of course. Rabbi Chananya says, I have another explanation. You could even have a kezias of this contrasted situation of the human flesh and the animal flesh, okay? But the idea over here is that you make franks and blanks. And so you're not just a plain cannibal, you're at a cocktail party. They're serving human flesh wrapped in this delicious batzeik. Batzeik alim.
What do you add to it? What? That's
a big problem. Moshe Bateva? Why Moshe? Not Noah
Bateva?
Oh, Moshe Bateva Ktana. That's cute. Moshe Bateva, okay.
Why do we pull the rest
of this? So here they were literally selling, it's Moshe, it's Moshe Bateva.
Why do we pull the rest of the section?
He was always a delicious guy.
To make it an appellation.
So, was that?
If you could pull in the rest of the sector by saying it was at an Appalachian family reunion.
That's right. Okay, so now the situation is...
No, I was going to say Robert Heinlein calls it sprocking. We actually appreciate a person by eating something from him. Rabbi Yaakov has an astonishing joke.
Over
every Shabbos, and I often do. This is
where we say that the children is always as good as the guest. What does a cannibal say at Shabbos? That's
very good. That is
excellent.
So therefore, instead of going for a case we have less than a kezias, we could be talking about we have a whole kezias. But he proved the batzeik. Now you wrapped it around with batzeik. Now since you wrapped it around, so and now we could say that it's the same case. It wasn't enough batzeik to be makabel to basayfun on its own. You now have the kizayit, even though it's a full kizayit, we're mitzarek the full kizayit of the nevela to the batzeik, and we now have Moshe in the teva, and it's a kizayit, it's a kibetza. And despite the fact, now here it's an animal flesh, okay? Despite the fact that it's an avela in there, since it's wrapped around with the batzei.
So you don't touch it?
So you're not touching it itself. You don't have a tumah of the avelas, correct? Mm-hmm. So then you'll say, if that's the case, why don't you need hechsher? You know, if the hechsher not anybody. Hechsher, I need the both time, you need a little time, a little bit of maga, a little bit of mas. You normally would require hechsher where the oakland could never become tameh. Over here, although you can't touch it and become tameh, if you carry it, you become tameh. Because since it's a kezias and avela, a kezias and avela carried even inside of a briefcase or inside of your batzeik is still going to be matameh you because of the time of b'masa. Therefore, since over here it's so full of tameh tumah chamura, in the sense of Tumas Masa, it would be Matami. So Avoch, and even Lamedar and Maga, because Makhli Bibatsek, it's covered Bibatsek, so it's true you can't touch it, but Bimasa Mia Latame.
What's
Batsek? Batsek is the dough. No. What do they call Batsek of him in English?
Dough. Philo.
Okay, la fuke meis, but the case of serving Moshe in the paver, then already that's a problem. Because there, it wouldn't help you to say it's covered with batzeik. Because tumas meis is betame by breaking through any cover. It's bokad v'ola. So even if it's buried, it's going to be betame, right? Unless you have
a very big welling.
Yeah, it would have to be a very big deep
welling.
Right.
I just want to say over this nice up, I told Vivi that we were about to get into a taxi with the Wilner, and the taxi driver said, there's somebody else in there. I said, we can take him. He said, is there a co-aid? He's a co-aid. No, you can't come in. The person was carrying something that was in the tummy. Like that sensitivity in the taxi, in the line.
Well, he was carrying organs or something?
No, no, it's a big husband back was carrying something. Oh, the taxi driver said, I can take you, but is there one of you? Go on. Don't come in.
Thank you.
And took off.
That's amazing. What a story. That is amazing. Incredible story.
Just like where you keep it happens in America all the time.
I had an apartment mate once who was a dental student, and he took out something from his briefcase. It was a skull.
Oh my God!
I said, he took it home. He was in Columbia Dental School, and he was on the Bachem also. And he had a, at one house. He was sharing a room in his apartment, and one day he's sitting on his bed looking at the skull, the teeth, you know, the jaw and everything. And I asked him, what's going on? He said, he was looking at the skull. I said, well, it's a fake skull, you know, practice, plastic. But he said, no, it's a real skull. And he said, each other's skull is a skull. I said, I'm sorry, I'm a coin. We have a bit of a problem here. And so he went to his brother, and the Shiloh, he put it in a big box with Abraham Moshik and everything. But anyway, he said they get from India. They pick him up on the streets there.
Wonderful.
He's now a dentist. Now he's
a dentist.
He's a dentist right now.
Are the shakers of Tommy May?
They make you false teeth, you know, that they can do eat.
Right. Now, therefore, so Rav Hananya's chaf is that the equivalent case of a human Frankenblatt, that would be, that actually would be Frankenblatt.
That's right.
maybe we should bring a little bit of mashka to keep things going.
They were the only path that I've seen in a long time. We actually asked for water. I don't think that was related to the Opel drinking the blood.
Yes. That is a tuma bokadro, la bokadro.
Right.
Let's a little bit more and we'll be okay. Omar Mar, then you said Yotza Dam Dagim Vedam Chagavim, which is all heter. What's that supposed to mean? It's all heter. In terms of what? That Chaylev is kosher. A Chay also the Chaylev is mutter, and nonetheless the Dam is also, we said. Ela Mishum Deletbu Iser Giranoshe. Is it because it's kulo heter, because fish don't have a giranasha, a bird that does not have an iser giranasha, still the dam is also. So why don't we compare it to all folks? It can't mean that. Elamai kulo heter, the low boy shita, kulo heter is a reference to. Do you need to do anything to it to make it heter? It's in its essence, it's heter. Oh, mama, you said, ma of she'in lo kilayim, af be'ima, when you said it doesn't have kilayim, what did you mean it doesn't have kilayim? Ilema kilayim deharba'a. You're talking about mixing species? Through mating mixed species? You're saying birds are not usher to mix and mate? Or you're talking about kilayim deharisha? That when the Torah says you're not allowed to use, let's say, a horse and an ox together to draw a plow. That's not us when it comes to birds, and you go hook up an ostrich and a horse together, and that would be okay. But Zan Chayava Okay at Seben, the mission says Beferish, you cannot use an ostrich with a horse. So that's not what it's referring to. Elam Rabbaya Shit Simro in Chayavim Alav Mishum Kilayim. It's a reference to feathers. Feathers cannot be, there's no Isser in Kilayim of feathers. You can mix your feathers with wool, you can mix your feathers with linen, and there's no problem. So therefore you might think that it has to be Dr. Goat. Let's say that the wool of a goat is not kilayim. From Mashmala, therefore it says behemoth. Oh, to tell me even things that are not kilayim. Omer Yudom Rav, Dam Shratzim Lokin Alayim B'Kizayi. You know what, this we can already do tomorrow, you think? Are you ready to go for broke? It's a big tough tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, so let's keep going a little bit more over here. You've got no right to complain. You missed the first hour, man. Sitting there holding his head.
Let's go for a run. Let's go for three dots in one night.
Three dots.
Three dots night.
So now, here it says, Omer Yonam Rav, Dam Shratzim Lokin Alav B'Kizayis. If you eat the dam of a sheretz, you would be chayev malkus b'Kizayis, meisvei. Dam atcho, dam alev, dam akloyes, dam eborim, hare elu b'lo tase. Here, the Brisa says like this. It splits up into more greater detail than what we've seen so far. The dam of eborim, such as the spleen, the heart, the kidneys, or any of the other eborim, are all included in the lotase, but not in the karet. There's an isra of achilat dam, but there's no karet on achilat dam. Dam mahalkishtayim, human blood, or dam of shratzim, or bimashim, are asur, ve'in chayavim alav. But you're not chayav. You just said, dam shratzim, you would be chayav malchus. Now over here means ein chayavim alav, it means chorus. What? So in other words, you're saying, but you would be chayav alav v'chayav? I have two problems with that. First of all, then it's the same as the first case. The first case over here lists all the things that you'd be chayav malchus and not chorus. Right? So it says dam kol, dam alei, but then it says another list. Dam alkishtayim, dam shkratzim ramashim. Now you're saying, well, it means the same thing. The one it says you're chayav, the other one it says you're chorus. But it means the same thing. So put it together, it means the same thing. That's my first problem. My second problem is the oath. The brisa that began the parak over here was referring to the iser lav of kol dam lo tochel la'of l'beimah, correct? It excluded human blood from kol dam lo tochel, not from karet, from the lav. It excluded the shratzim from the lav, not from the karet. So where are you coming off here to say that it's a reference to the karet? The ot tanami lav nami kama ma'itle. Titoni yatsa dam shratzim she'en mem tumah chamura. Rebbe Zera, what it means is like this. He trobo mishum sheretz loke. Mishum dam eno loke. All that we're saying when Rav says dam shratzim loke no lapikizayet, he didn't mean you're chayav because of dam. He's saying drinking the blood of a sheretz, if somebody gives you a hatra and says don't drink that because you'll be over on the eating of a sheretz, you would get malchus for eating a sheretz, not for dam. You got confused, thinking he was talking about now. It's a completely different issue. Omar Rav, furthermore, said Rav, if you take a plate full of fish blood, that looks like blood. So dam dagim shekinso. Asur, if it's in a container, it, since it looks like dam behema, the rabbanon asur. Meisvei dam dagim dam chagavim mutar afilu katchila. Here it says you're allowed to drink fish blood. No, that's talking about bishalo kinso. That's where it wasn't in a container. Kikomarab bishikinso. Rob is talking about that he did put it in a container. So then, excuse me, so what would be the case then, the equivalent case by the human blood? Because, I mean, the human blood was also, I mean, it listed over here.
So what's the kinso bishik?
You put it together in a plate so it looks like you're a vampire drinking blood. So no, nowhere evident that this is blood of a species that is mut.
Kinso is literally a plate? What's it literally?
In a container. Kinso means you brought it together, yeah. In a container. Kinso recruit. We're getting there. We're getting there. Calm down. Everything will be okay. I don't want you to start going because it's going to take a while. Okay. So Rav is talking about the kinsa. Okay, so then what do you think? The kabbosik abim malkeshtayim. So then the similar case by malkeshtayim b'sholo kinsa. So then what's the case over there? If you weren't kodesit, so you're saying that it would be usher over here. Why would it be usher? Me usher? How do you say that it's usher? V'hotanya dam shagavit kikar gororova oklo shobin ashinayim motzitso ubolo. You said, what did it say in the middle case? That it's aser, dam afishtayim, dam bagim is aser, but ain't chayavin alav, right? So now you're going to have to say those cases are all the similar case. The dam dagim, the dam afishtayim, and so on. You're claiming that it's usher even though you were kohenesit. Because if it's not, we just asked the kash on you. We said over here, it says that it's in chayav and malav. It's not. You said that it's usher, but you don't get malchus. So you said the vapka means it's usher when it was kohenesit. And where do we say that there's no usher is dafka where it wasn't kohenesit? But then the dam malchishtayin, according to you, should be aser b'shalo kinso, right? Because it's listed in the clause of the brisa that says dam al tishtayim is aser. So that means even b'shalo kinso, because if it was b'kinso, even blood of dung, it would be aser. But here it says, now there's two ways of learning this gemara. One is that here it says in the second piece that if your tooth is bleeding, you're allowed to swallow the blood from your tooth. Now, why would you be allowed to swallow the blood from your tooth if kinso, even without kinso, would be usur? Okay, Rashi learns that it's even from the dam sha'ala kikar. The dam sha'ala kikar is not kanus. You were bleeding, you ate something. You take, it happens very often if you're bleeding in your mouth. You take a bite out of a piece of bread and there's blood left on the bread. So it says over here that you should take off that piece of the bread, just tear off a little piece of the bread, and you can eat the rest of it. So over here, it's not saying that there's an isser to eat it. It's saying it's the proper thing to do. According to the way you're learning it, you say it's usser, Marge, you should say usser. Instead, what it says is, yeah, take it off. What do you mean take it off? Just tell me it's usser. I'll decide what to do with it. You have to tell me it's usser. So in other words, it's considered to be like a mitzvah's prosh. It's the right thing to do. Be purged from it. So, elakitana, you must be
so... Mitzvah Bobo is even stronger than that.
Not necessarily, because the mutter of Bobo is because it was never purged. That's what it's nogea. Why is it mutter to continue to eat? This is a whole issue over here. Why is it mutter to suck on blood that is leaking from a tooth in your mouth and swallow it? So some say, because it isn't nikir, they weren't kaiser on it, because nobody sees it. To which, of course, the immediate question is, if it would be usur, then it's even usur b'chadrei chadorim, so your mouth is chadrei chadorim. The obvious answer to that, this is all discussions in the afternoon, the obvious answer to that is that where did they say it's also to do something in secret which you can't do in public is where the thing that you're doing would be nicker in public. Over here you can be nicker, you can do the thing that you're doing in public and it still is a nicker. So it's not that your mouth is chadrei chadorim, this is no fool at all of what it is. But lemaisa, the issue appears to really be the question of whether dam that is still in your mouth is considered to be flourish at all. So the same way that you are allowed to eat unkashered meat, as long as the blood is not flourished from you, you shech an animal, you take a piece of raw meat and you eat it. You don't have to salt that meat. There's blood in the meat and so on and so forth. That blood never came out of the meat. So that is completely mutter, because it wasn't flourish. Okay? So this is similar to that type of blood.
One thing I always wondered about that din was the mice, when you put it in the mouth, in your mouth, the moment you put the meat in the mouth, the blood comes out of the meat. By definition, once you begin to chew it.
No, that's called the pool of achila itself. It's not that it was out before. It comes out as part of the achila.
So they're not saying that's the same language.
Right. So here, we'll have to distinguish, therefore, between the brisa that says that it's okay to eat the fish blood. It's not talking about where it was not in a container. It was in a container. But there were scales in the container. So anybody who looks at that's what you were going to bring up, Mr. Van Arper.
Scales.
So since it has scales in the container, everybody sees that it's fish blood. And therefore, Rav is talking about its usur, where it does not have kashkashim. There's a whole shayla, can you add kashkashim? Kashkashim. That's dangerous. Can you add kashkashim?
Why shouldn't you be allowed to?
No, let's check. Can you be matir that which is previously usur? Some want to bring a riot, because if that's the whole problem, and that's how we're distinguishing Mahakashayim, so why can't you simply put in kaskesis of dagim inside human blood?
Right.
This is a very serious discussion on that, isn't it? So again, Bechlau, the whole issue of, so again, also, you know what, the riches with.
Mar Sinai.
Yeah, there's a question of Mar Sinai we're addressing over here. If it's evident that it's fish blood, so their matir enriches with, if it's evident, let's say, that's why you're not supposed to take it out of the container. If you take it out of the container, then it looks like milk.
Yeah.
Like this, it's in the container, it's milk. So in those days, when they made it out of pressing nuts, so it would leave pieces of the nut in the milk, in order to make it clear, almond milk, it was clear that it was almond milk, and nobody would make a mistake.
I think the shock of this, that there's a poor recipe, that's why you have a poor recipe of having the chicken. With the almond milk, have the almonds.
It has to have pieces of almond.
So Aaron and I gave that as a shock of almonds and ruling by Rashid.
Very true.
You have to reveal also.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's probably a good 20 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
Yeah. That's right, shock of almonds. Okay, so there's no shock. I mean, the obvious is the way to be metallic if you're putting fish into human blood is that already is just an artificial sin. It's not even real.
It
isn't fish blood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, show that it's a human.
Okay, all right, tomorrow we'll talk about vampires. There's ways to be not to be a vampire. Whether the Fasila, we should avoid being a vampire.
What do we make
the box? We're going to use yes.